This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to join us on the radio waves and take control of those airwaves here toll free. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out and get in touch with us and bring up what you want with you in the studio here tonight. You've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Vincent.
All right. So, of course, you know, you can bring up anything, although we always bring stuff to the table that we think that you might find interesting. I know, Vincent, you're still a little fired up about these high school walkouts. About the gun control, and apparently there's some kind of an event that is scheduled for here, at the very least in Keene. Is it a national event that's happening this Saturday from 10 until noon Eastern time? Do you know?
I'm not sure if it's a national event on that certain day, but it's happening all over the country.
Okay,
in different communities.
That sounds like it's a national event if it's happening all over the place.
All over the nation.
I mean, just like different ones are sprouting up. I mean, I'm sure a lot of them share funding from the same group.
And so, I mean, you told me about this earlier this week. You're intending to go there to this particular event and report on it for Shire Free News, which is your, was it gab.ai?
No, there as an assignment.
Oh, okay.
Just
homework. Oh, so somebody's instructing you to go there. So
No, it's on my own volition. I have to do a certain project to show I know how to use a camera, and I figure... I could get tons of B-roll there. You know, I'm not going to report on it. I'll be very respectful.
Because you're a multimedia journalist. I mean, you've got a blog, freehanover.com.
Yes, thank you.
You are taking television classes, apparently news classes in college as well. And actually, you know what? Actually, we're going to hear from Ernest Hancock here shortly. For whatever reason, the Skype connection is not working out. But the Thomas Costanzo case is happening in Arizona basically today. That, for those that aren't familiar, is the guy who was charged with basically selling Bitcoin on localbitcoins.com. So I was expecting to hear from Ernie. He just called my cell phone, but I'm obviously in the middle of a show segment, so that's not going to work too.
Come on, man. That's the messenger that's so last century. You got to get on Discord, brother.
Well, yeah, it would be nice if we could get Ernie on Discord. I actually meant to talk to him about that in Acapulco. But anyway, we'll get him on. But meanwhile, let's talk a little bit more about the guns, because actually the Thomas Costanzo case does have to do with guns. He was actually arrested for possession, felon in possession of ammunition. So that's why he's sitting in a jail cell awaiting his trial, which again started today. But this whole situation out with the school shootings, which apparently another one just happened today. I haven't even seen the headline, but I guess you've been following the case.
I haven't been following it. It's the usual. You know, you see a headline, you see a little description.
Just the usual school shooting.
No. I mean, you know, the usual, you just see. I haven't looked into it. I've just heard, right? Because people say all the time,
hey,
have you
heard? An off-duty cop stopped this one. That's what I heard. I don't know.
It was definitely stopped soon. Like, I think there's only two injuries, no deaths, except that of a gunman's.
I had heard something in regards to a school resource officer being involved, but
okay, you might be right about that. So anyway, if you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733.
I wonder what that would raise the percentage of school resource officers actually taking any action would too.
Very high.
Yeah. Well, would it?
In this case. Oh, I guess.
Well, in this case,
you mean
it would
overall.
Be, yeah, I just mean overall. Considering the last one, the school resource officers, multiple of them,
they stayed back.
Sat around.
Well, no, weren't they deputies?
Where?
At the Parkland.
But
they were deputies.
There were some actually, yeah, there were some school resource officers and some actual police.
No, because I remember the deputy was hiding behind the wall. I don't know if you talked about this earlier, but yeah, he was like, he said, yeah, I'm going here, and he just hides behind the wall.
Now, so you're going this Saturday, Vincent, to this event. Do you know what it's called? You know, is there a website for it? I know I'm putting you on the spot here, but you're the one who told me about it, so I figured you might know.
They like to use the term March for Our Lives.
March
right?
for Our Lives.
Because we're all in danger. You know, this is such a school shootings are such a recurring problem everywhere.
Has it ever happened in New Hampshire?
Is there?
I know there was a kid who brought a gun to school and, like, offed himself, but I don't think that there was...
Well, I guess it's not a school shooting. In where I was from, the Xantop murders happened, where these guys, two guys, for some reason, decided to murder someone, and then...
Off campus.
Yeah, this was off campus.
Two high schoolers.
Yeah.
Wasn't there drugs involved in that?
Like, oh, I'm not sure. I know they knocked on a door to kill someone, and it was an off-duty cop, and he had his gun in full view, so they decided to kill someone else.
Wait, they just randomly went to somebody's house?
It's been so long, I can't say exactly, but I do remember they left because they saw a guy with a gun. Yeah, none that I know of.
There's probably, I don't know, I wonder, what is New Hampshire's policy, just wondering aloud, do they allow teachers to carry guns in New Hampshire? It wouldn't surprise me if they did, but I know that the college campuses don't really like guns.
I'm pretty sure a lot of schools are gun-free zones.
Yeah, I know of a teacher who, at a public school, who just has a baseball bat in case someone, and he has a baseball bat for the explicit reason in case a shooter comes.
Interesting.
That's a weird idea. Okay.
Well, I mean, it's the only alternative when you're not allowed to have a gun or knife there. Or a sword, you know, if you want to be hipster about it.
So
pepper spray seems like it would be even more effective. I mean, pepper spray and a baseball bat.
You poisonous gas.
Something.
So a little bit of good news here to start the show out with from the Associated Press. In San Francisco, the smoke was thick and business brisk at the Barbary Coast Dispensary's marijuana smoking lounge, a darkened room that resembles a steakhouse or upscale sports tavern with its red leather seats, deep booths with high dividers, and hardwood floors. There's nothing like this in Jersey, said grinning Atlantic City resident Rick Thompson, getting high with his cousins in San Francisco. In fact, there's nothing like the Barbary Coast Lounge almost anywhere in the United States, a conundrum confronting many marijuana enthusiasts who find it increasingly easy to buy cannabis, but harder to find legal places to smoke it. Because certainly a lot of these legalized states have not necessarily legalized it to smoke outdoors. You know, you can't necessarily be at a public park legally and smoke cannabis, which I think is a shame, and hopefully we're going to see that change over time. But it still sort of has that basis of, ooh, this is a bad thing. We need to make sure the children are protected from seeing somebody raising a joint to their lips. Only California permits marijuana smoking at marijuana retailers with specially designed lounges, but it also allows cities to ban those kinds of shops. Unsurprisingly, San Francisco is the trailblazer. It's the only city in the entire state to fully embrace Amsterdam-like coffee shops. The iconic tourist stops in the Netherlands where people can buy and smoke marijuana in the same place. San Francisco's marijuana czar, Nicole Elliott, said new permits will be issued once city health officials finalize regulations designed to protect workers from secondhand smoke and the neighborhood from unwelcomed odors. Now, why in the world would you go and work in a marijuana bar if you had a problem with secondhand smoke? It's just, it would seem to me like you would understand that that's one of the things that comes along with a job in a marijuana bar, is that you are likely going to get a contact high. The whole place is going to be a big hot box. You know, even if they do have an exhaust system, it's still going to be a smoky atmosphere, right?
Well, and he mentions unwanted odors. San Francisco also happens to have a problem with people defecating in the streets.
It's true.
So and they're worried about pot, you know, stinking up your place.
Right. Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, and anybody that's walked through downtown New York City knows that there's a constant smell of garbage wafting through a lot of those New York City streets. I haven't spent a lot of time in San Francisco. So
we can only make the place smell better.
Yeah, exactly. You can at the very least cover it up with the smell of...
A lot of people use weed as an air freshener, so...
Cannabis. Other California cities, however, are warming to the idea. The city of West Hollywood, for instance, has approved plans to issue up to 8 licenses. The tiny San Francisco Bay Area town of Alameda says it will allow 2, and Oakland and South Lake Tahoe each have 1 lounge. Now, of course, we as liberty-minded people are against, I think, and I don't want to put words in y'all's mouth, but we're against licensing. We don't think that the government should be able to arbitrarily decide, well, we're the town of Alameda, we've got about X population, so we, the city planners, have determined that we shouldn't have more than two cannabis providers in the city. Well, let the market decide how many cannabis providers there should be. Anything else is just straight-up protectionism for those early adopters, those early cannabis businesses who grease the palms of the politicians in advance. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. You can join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Darryl W. Perry, host of Free Talk Live. This November, I'll be running in the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, and I've accepted a spot on Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. Since 1989, 353 people in the United States have been exonerated by DNA testing, including 38 who pled guilty to crimes they did not commit, and 20 of whom served time on death row. The Innocence Project provided direct representation or critical assistance in 180 of these cases. With your help, the Innocence Project can help even more people who have been wrongly convicted. As part of Team Innocence Project, I am raising awareness about wrongful convictions and raising funds to help free the innocent. I've already paid the race registration fees. However, to secure my spot on Team Innocence Project in the New York City Marathon, I need to raise $3,500 by November 1st. You can support the Innocence Project and help me secure my race entry by going to run.freetalklive.com. You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. The California marijuana dispensaries, some of them are becoming marijuana lounges where you can purchase and smoke the cannabis on the very same premises, and this is apparently something that has yet to happen anywhere in the United States, and San Francisco is the first. We'll tell you more about that coming up here in moments. Joining you in our studio in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Vincent.
Don't forget to check out Bitcoin.com. Maybe you're new to cryptocurrency. Maybe you still haven't gotten any for yourself yet, and you still have some of the basic questions about what it is, why it's important, why has it been such an incredible success. You can go to Bitcoin.com to learn the basics about cryptocurrency, specifically Bitcoin, which was sort of the granddaddy of all of them over at Bitcoin.com. They've also got the latest news headlines for you anytime you want them over at news.bitcoin.com. Once again, that's news.bitcoin.com. We now finally have Ernie Hancock with us. Sorry for the confusion. We tried to have you on Skype, and it just didn't work out. Ernest Hancock is with us from Declare Your Independence. Hello, Ernie. Good evening. Hey, you were at the trial today in federal court of Thomas Costanzo, a.k.a. Morpheus. This is one of your friends who's worked with you at Freedom's Phoenix in the past, and he's was a cryptocurrency activist, was selling Bitcoin on Local Bitcoins, a site where anybody can go and buy and sell Bitcoin by using, like, their bank account or certain prepaid credit cards and other different methods. But they arrested him for that. They also hit him with a felon in possession of ammunition charge as well, which you said he took a plea on that. So today was the first day of his trial. Can you kind of give us a summary of how things went?
Yeah, no, he didn't plea. They dropped it.
Oh, they dropped it?
What happened was, yeah, no, the only thing that's, they threw the book at all kinds of stuff. And the only thing that's left is money laundering, doing cash Bitcoin without permission slip. And the... what happened, they arrested him on 420, you know, almost a year ago.
Right.
And they got him, they thought they had Homeland Security, they had DEA, DATF, FBI, the Mason Police Department, Maricopa County Sheriff. I mean, everybody wanted to get something on this one.
Yeah.
And they thought there was going to be a big RICO thing, but there were no drugs, no alcohol, no guns, no nothing. But he had like a bowl of, you know, various ammunition you just kind of throw in there like quarters, you know, here in Arizona, there were. So they just said, aha, we got ammunition. They tried to use that as pressure on them.
They put him in jail because of that. They otherwise wouldn't have probably arrested him that very same day because they were just investigating the case with Local Bitcoins, right? But they found the ammo and they said, all right.
No. This has always been a Bitcoin thing. They were just trying to use that as leverage. They dropped that. He's still in jail.
I'm amazed that they dropped that. It would seem like that was the thing they had him on dead to rights, like there was ammunition in his home.
What happened was is that back in the 80s or something, he was made a felon, but the way the Arizona law reads is that you have to have served more than a year in jail, and he served a year, not more than a year, so the judge goes, pretty clear, that's what it says, life sucks, you don't get to do that one, dismissed.
So even though it was illegal federally, the Arizona overrode that somehow?
No, the Arizona, for being a felon, you know, and not get your rights back or being a felon in possession of ammunition, the definition of a felony is you served more than a year in jail.
Oh, so he's not considered to be a felon, is what you're saying.
By this statute, you know, for the ammunition, correct.
Okay.
So they dropped it. Then they dropped all the conspiracy stuff with the neurological brain researcher guy, Peter Simon,
yeah.
The motions and everything, all the conspiracy, everything is dropped.
Now he's fighting the remaining charges. You said that he's still facing so-called money laundering?
The remaining charges are exchanging. It's for not doing know your customer and anti-money laundering. And all these laws, as you look at them, we did 2 hours of the show today before we went down there, and all the laws, it says financial institution or bank. So I don't know what their defense is going to do, but it looked to me like they're going to have to show he's a financial institution.
Well, Elsa, so I'm not an attorney, but I've looked at these things too because I've sold a lot of Bitcoin on localbitcoin.com. I know multiple people who have done it. It's something that people do all across the world, all across the United States. It's a private sale. It's a private sale from one individual to another individual, and you're not a currency exchange unless you're using a foreign currency. Unless you're exchanging from foreign currency to U.S. currency or U.S. currency to foreign currency, at least that's the way it seems to be when I'm looking at it. You're also not a money transmitter if you're dealing with the same person, because a money transmitter
is... This is all PR. What they're doing is they're saying, this guy said he was a Russian heroin dealer, and you still did the trade. He goes, because I knew he wasn't, because Russian heroin dealers don't go around saying they're Russian heroin dealers. I mean,
Okay, so that's what they're doing? Because that was the one thing that the feds hadn't released previously, at least that we'd heard of, was what were they alleging? Was there an undercover agent who posed as someone doing something illegal?
Yeah.
And it sounds like you're saying there was.
Yeah. So this is, and so it all comes down to whether, you know, he give a crap, believed them, whatever. This is what I want to get to before the end of the segment, because I got to go.
Please.
Donna's birthday, yay.
All right. Thank you for taking time out. Go ahead.
What happened was, this is during jury selection, they had about almost 70 people, 68 or so, 70 people. They went through, it's all day. They're still doing jury selection. I had to leave. And so by the end, they just dismissed like two dozen of them. Then they had the remaining. And there was, when he said, how many people know about Bitcoin? It was about, you know, IT and Bitcoin and encrypted messages and so on. It was probably 20% of the people. And they're like, damn. So they whittled down to that. And one young guy that was a Bitcoin, had Bitcoin, knew about Bitcoin, even though all his friends talk about Bitcoin as a potential juror. And they go, and the questions that they were asking was this: would you be able to set aside all your opinion when you have federal agents telling you what Bitcoin is and everything? Would you be able to set your opinion aside for theirs? He goes, no. So he's, of course not. If I know it to be, you know, whatever the truth is,
right,
they couldn't get past that. They didn't like that one bit.
Right.
Then the other thing was,
no knowledgeable Bitcoin people allowed on the jury.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it was just obvious what they were doing. The other thing, there was an attorney there. When the judge goes, you decide the facts, I tell you to how to apply the law. And he kept doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, he's not. Well, when he came to the attorney, he goes, should you be selected, you know that you're not to go into the jury and elaborate on this point or something like that. He was definitely telling them, you're not allowed to tell them they have the power to nullify the law. And I'm going, holy crap. I sit there and I did a face slap, a double palm face slap, and a federal marshal came over, you're not allowed to express any opinion about that. I mean, they were going to kick me out because I just went, oh, because they knew that I knew what was going on. Now, most people, if not 99% of the people in there, had no idea what that conversation was about.
Yeah.
And he was telling the lawyer, if you're on the jury, you know you're not to tell them about jury nullification. Okay?
Ernie, I know you got to go. Today was day one. Was it pretty much just jury selection, or did they actually start opening statements today?
They may have done an opening statement. I don't know. I wasn't there. I doubt it because they were running late, and I bet you they start tomorrow.
Ernie, thanks for the call. I appreciate you taking time out here tonight. More about the Thomas Costanzo case as it develops here. This is Free Talk Live, and your call's coming up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You are invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
Yeah, and Vincent.
We're talking about cryptocurrency here, and then we can get back into the marijuana clubs and other related or unrelated discussions. You've got a story about a Nazi pug.
Yeah, the Nazi pug.
Coming up here in moments, Vincent. So the toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also want to let you know about Zencash. You know, we've been talking about Bitcoin here tonight. The Thomas Costanzo Morpheus trial is going on in Arizona with jury selection happening today. We just heard Ernest Hancock talking about that. In that case, that's about selling Bitcoin. Bitcoin does not have, as great as it is, it doesn't have any anonymity. I mean, it can be used in a sort of pseudonymous fashion if you're careful about it, but if you want anonymity, you've got to go with cryptocurrencies that have it built in from day one. And Zencash is one of those options. You have multiple options. Zencash is one of them that was actually started by liberty-minded people, people who care about freedom, they care about the economy and economics, and they know economics from our perspective. In fact, if you go to Zencash.com, you can look at the white paper there, and you'll find voluntarism written right into the white paper of Zencash. It is technically sound and excellent cryptocurrency. You can go and learn more about it over at Zencash.com. They've got over 7,500 secure nodes, which makes it one of the most distributed node systems of any of the cryptocurrencies on the planet. It's Zencash.com. to go and do your due diligence there. So we were just on the line with Ernest Hancock from Declare Your Independence. He took some time out on his wife's birthday to call in here tonight because he and several others, I guess, went out to the federal court in Phoenix to watch the beginnings of the trial of Thomas Costanzo, a.k.a. Morpheus, who was arrested last year, as Ernie put it, on 420 in a multi-jurisdictional task force raid of his house or apartment, where they charged him with a variety of different things, now having since whittled down those charges because he didn't take a plea. And I think that's one of the more interesting aspects of this case. If you look at the history of the cryptocurrency, you know, charges that have been brought by the federal government, mostly against local Bitcoin operators. And there have been several cases over the last few years. If you look at those cases, what you'll find is most people take the plea deal. Thomas Costanzo, from what I can know, from what I understand, is the only one so far who has not. So everybody else, they hit you with money laundering, conspiracy to commit money laundering, unlicensed money transmission. There's all these sort of financial so-called crimes that they come after this person with. And my argument, and I presume the argument of Morpheus's attorney, is going to be, yeah, none of these statutes apply. So if you actually go and you look at the money transmitting statutes, you're not a money transmitter unless you take money from one person. So if I, Johnson, if you hire me, let's say we're not all in the same room, you know, you're halfway across the country, you hire me to give Vincent $100 of your dollars and you pay me on top of that $5 to do that for you. That would make me, if I did it as a business more often than, you know, once or something like that. There's some number of times that you can do it with it where you're not considered to be a financial services business. But if that was something that I was doing as a business, I would be considered under their code a money transmitter. But if, Johnson, you were to want to buy some Bitcoin from me and I were to be willing to sell it to you and you give me some cash and I give you some Bitcoin, there wasn't a third party involved in that transaction. I wasn't moving money around on your behest. I was just simply selling you a thing that I have. I was giving you a digital good that I had possession of in return for cash.
Because they've ruled, of course, that it's property.
Well, there has been a court recently that did rule that that Bitcoin or cryptocurrencies are commodity.
So if I wanted to buy your old DVDs on Craigslist, I'd be a money transmitter, according to the way that they're talking about this with Bitcoin.
Well, if you were to follow their argument, yeah. I mean, yeah. That's why I say I don't think they have
a stupid argument.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think they have an argument that it's a money transmission by their own definition. They might also try to argue that, oh, well, you're violating the money services business's rules because you're exchanging currencies.
It would be great if they won a case like that and you could say, oh, cool, well, then I don't owe taxes on this because it's not a capital gains because it wasn't property, it's money. Thanks.
Well, of course, FinCEN believes that it's money. The federal court that you're referring to, a district court recently did rule that it was property. But again, that would have to be appealed up to the Supreme Court for it to mean something nationwide. But the other argument is that you're doing...
Which also means that any case where they rule that it's not property can be appealed up to the Supreme Court nationwide.
Presumably, yeah.
So if you're in a Bitcoin case and you're hearing this and they rule anything other than it being property, take it to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, that's going to be... I hope that... And that's why I'm glad we have people that are at this courthouse watching this trial, because you know the mainstream media is probably not following the... I mean, I hope they are, but I haven't heard if anybody in the mainstream is following the Thomas Costanzo case.
There are probably people that will give money to make sure any case like that goes all the way to the Supreme Court.
And
it's funded all the way there.
Yeah.
There are probably plenty of Bitcoin investors that will throw money at your case. So if you have the inkling and the time to, you know, get it to go to the Supreme Court, if you are in a case that, you know, doesn't, you know, go the way that it should, you know, you probably can continue fighting
that. You can get some money for
it.
And then it's bound to be covered by the mainstream media.
Yeah, I forget what the current status of the Ross Ulbricht case is, but certainly... He's had a lot of support, and it may not be enough support, because it is not cheap to go up to these high levels of courts. But I tend to agree with you, Johnson. There's a lot of interests out there in the world of cryptocurrency that want to see people like Thomas Costanzo be successful. But if it's true what Ernie said, and that the undercover officer in this case actually said, yeah, I'm a Russian heroin dealer, and I need to get some Bitcoin from you to buy some dope... then that's not going to be good. Because if that's what happened, then it's going to be very hard to defend this case. If you're selling Bitcoin and somebody comes to you, even if it's just person to person,
right?
And somebody comes to you and says, I want to do X illegal thing with this Bitcoin. Can you please sell it to me?
Okay, sure. Why not?
I know you might need the money, but you would probably rather not have several years in federal prison. So just turn that sale down. Just tell that person, I'm sorry, but I can't help you with this. You know, hey, I think drugs should be legal, but I can't help you with this. So again, I don't know. That's the allegation. I haven't seen the evidence. It hasn't been presented in court yet. I hope that's not what happened in this case. Another guy who's been following this trial, and I don't know if it's the reason you're calling tonight, Dave, but we're talking about, as you may know, the Thomas Costanzo case here. Have you been, did you follow what happened today?
No, I didn't know about it.
Because I know you created a Facebook group specifically to keep an eye on this particular trial. The case apparently began today, and we actually had Ernest Hancock on just a few moments ago to kind of give us a rundown. It was basically jury selection day. He wasn't sure if they got to opening statements by the end of the day because I guess he had to step out a little bit early. But, yeah, it's just the very beginning of the trial, and we were just discussing, you know, why, in my opinion, which it's just a legal opinion and I'm not an attorney, that this, you know, the Fed shouldn't have a case if he didn't agree to sell to a heroin dealer, which is the information that Ernie revealed today. Had you heard that one yet?
No, I hadn't heard that either. What I can tell you that's a little bit weird in this case is that one of the people who went to visit him at the prison that they're holding him, the weird private-ish sounding prison in Arizona, guy went to visit him and says he was forbidden from having a writing instrument with him. He couldn't even take notes.
The visitor could not take notes? Or
yes.
Thomas could not take notes?
No, the visitor. And he was also forbidden from wearing shorts in Arizona in the summer.
Wow, that's crazy. Well, they don't want you to come and see people. They want to try to make the rules as obtuse and confusing as possible to make it so they can tell you no. And so they make you have to jump through ridiculous hoops. Well, if that wasn't the reason you were calling, Dave, stand by. We'll bring you back here. Dave Ridley with us from RidleyReport.com. Of course, you're welcome to join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I sure hope that he didn't agree to sell to somebody claiming to be a heroin dealer, because if you ever are in a situation like that, that is like sure sign you're dealing with a cop, or at the very least dealing with somebody who's not so bright. So either way, you probably shouldn't say yes to that. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You, of course, can bring up anything that you want by dialing toll-free. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have a web forum, and you can go there to get interactive with other hosts of the show. Vincent, I believe you are a semi-active user of said web forum over at forum.freetalklive.com. I'm there pretty much every single day. Not sure how often you're in there, Johnson, at the forum.
Sometimes.
But it's there. And it's also more than just Free Talk Live discussion. It's also the Shire Forum. So there's cryptocurrency areas. There's areas about what's going on in New Hampshire with activism. So, like, there's a ForkFest sub-forum over there. So head on over there. We'll talk about ForkFest here in a little bit. But head on over to forum.freetalklive.com. And you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners there. That's forum.freetalklive.com. Dave Ridley is with us from RidleyReport.com on Skype. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, are you keeping track at all, or are you familiar with this case where Dennis Acton, I guess, was running for selectman in Fremont?
I'm not familiar. I mean, I certainly my listeners aren't familiar, and I can't say I really know who Dennis Acton is.
So he's a New Hampshire Liberty activist. I don't know if he's a Free Stater, if he was here for a long time. He was running for selectman, and I guess it sounds like he just barely lost. He's a pro-liberty guy, or at least calls himself one.
Okay.
And I remember seeing his posts over the years in liberty groups in New Hampshire. He's not a recent mover, so he's been here a while at least. And he says that, I guess, he says, quote, "It was a cyber attack by someone on the town community page using a fake Facebook account," unquote. He says that's what cost him the election. And he's
a Facebook post?
A cyber attack.
I mean, there may be more to it. It's a little bit difficult to understand what he was saying in the post.
How close was the election? If you already said that, I apologize. I missed that.
No, he didn't say specifically. He just says he nearly was elected.
Okay.
So, you know, better to have a close loss than not run at all.
Yeah. You know what? There was actually a win out this way, and there's a weird situation where the person who won, I'm not saying who it was simply out of respect for that person, but the person who won a selectman seat out in western New Hampshire, an ostensible libertarian who won that seat and won it with the first place vote, does not want that to be discussed. And the thing I haven't clarified with this person is, do you just don't want me? Do you just not want Ian Freeman to talk about it? Or are you trying to say that everybody in the liberty movement shouldn't talk about your win? Because it seems to me like you would want people to know that the libertarians are winning in New Hampshire. Like, I want to communicate things like that to my audience, and now I have this person specifically requesting me to not do that. So yeah. It's a very awkward situation. Like, as a newsman, I want to do that. As somebody who wants to get the word out, I want to do that. But I know this person personally, and so this person's requesting I not do that. How would you handle that one, Dave? You'd probably put it out there, right?
Well, it depends. Like, if someone tells you something, it could be perceived as being in confidence just to you. Then I would just prefer people not tell me stuff like that in the first place.
I found out that the person won from someone else.
It's public information.
It's public information that person won an office.
Yeah. Like this, in this case, he posted on the Porcupines group, and that's I don't know if that's a public or open group. Can't share anything.
It's not a secret group.
All right. Well, if I put something there, if I see something there, I can never seem to share it. You know what? Yeah. I don't care.
It's a closed
group. If you posted it. On a group, I don't care what the group is. Once you've published something, then you want it published, and I'm going to talk about it if I feel like it.
That's a good way to look at it.
I tend to agree with you there, and I have asked this person to explain the person's position. I'm trying to avoid using, you know, pronouns or whatever, but to explain their position about this, because I just want to understand it. I want to know if it's you want to keep it secret. Because my understanding is this person was already outed as a free stater, so what's the problem? I mean, if it's true that the person was outed as a free stater, then what's the problem with announcing, hey, a libertarian won in such and such a town? Because that's good news. I've asked for clarification on, were you outed publicly about this? And then further, are you specifically saying it's a problem with me? Because this is one of the people who unfriended me a couple of years ago during the whole big Ian Freeman Free State Project debacle. But I don't blame people personally for that, because I understand that they feel, you know, certain social pressures from people. And while I consider that to be cowardice, I don't blame them for it.
So. Well, you know, it seems like there is this decreasing level of openness within the Free Stater movement. Back in the day,
really?
when we were picking a state, you know, we had it out on the forums, and we made good enemies out of each other, and we made good friends, and it was gang warfare on the forums, but it was all out there, and you could just see what you saw what the person did. Like, with you, people are saying you said this or that. I'm not even sure what they're saying you said.
They don't even know half the time. They haven't even listened to whatever it is.
I have never seen a quote. I have never seen a copy of a broadcast that has been published. Because this kind of discussion should happen on the forums, but we don't have those anymore because Facebook came along. So, you know, we need more openness to come back.
Yeah, that's an interesting observation, and that's coming from somebody, for those of you that don't know Dave, he's been here longer than I have. I moved here in 2006. You moved in what, 03? 04?
Yeah,
04 was it?
Yeah, to Keene.
Yeah. So, I mean, Dave has been here longer than pretty much anybody as far as the New Hampshire freedom migration is considered, and he's been observing this. So what were you – is it to – basically you're saying here, Dave, that the move to Facebook has actually reduced the amount of communications that are of value between activists in the community?
Yeah, because it's hard to go back and find the thread, right? Like with
their Facebook search sucks. Absolutely.
Yeah, today, if I want to today, I can go back and find the thread where we try to decide which state to move. It's still sitting there, and you can look at all the posts.
You're talking about on the Free State Projects forum.
Yes, yeah. It's history.
Yep.
But Facebook sort of kills history by putting all the internet traffic in a place where you can't find it.
Totally.
Later.
And there's no global search, right? So you, you can't, if you're in five different groups or more than that on Facebook and you're like, oh, I had that conversation with Vincent the other day on that one group. Which group was it? And then you can go and like try searching each group for keywords that you think might have been in that conversation. But I've had times when I was searching for a word I knew was was in the conversation in a group I knew the conversation was, and it won't come up. But then if I scroll down long enough, I can find the thread. So, like, it's even if you're in the right place, searching for the right thing, Facebook search does not find the things that you should be able to find with it. I mean, it is like the memory hole.
Yep.
Dave Ridley, any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
Well, you know, it seems like this is the trend. Is it wasn't just with this issue. It was like if you look at where Garrett Ian, it was considered such a big deal that he recorded Edward Snowden.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But you know, okay, fine. They do have the right to stop you from filming there. But this should, again, this should all be discussed out in the open. It should be made clear, preferably in advance. If there was a debate to be had about what that guy did, then it should have been, it should be there for us to look at the entire thread and hear everyone out in one place.
They thought they could try to pressure me into putting some sort of stop to it because I run freekeen.com, which is where he posted the Edward Snowden video. And I'm like, yeah, he's one of the bloggers. He gets to post whatever he wants to. So if you don't like it, take it up with him. It's not my problem. And I'm not going to be your enforcer. So they certainly didn't like that.
I feel like I'm not hearing from the Free State leadership. I want to know what their point of view is, and I never hear it. I never see them in the press. They don't post, you know, anything that I ever see that explains their viewpoint. This is the official Free State Project reason for doing such and such. Here's what I never see that. I've never heard.
Well, the Free State Project.
Why do you care about a higher? You know, you claim to be a you're a libertarian, but you're saying you care about a hierarchy. You're caring about irrelevant titles. I mean, you know.
Actually, I do. Because if you think about it, you know, in a free society, you can pick a leader for certain projects and so forth and back them up. And I do feel very comfortable doing that with certain leaders. You know, I've generally felt fairly comfortable with the Free State Project. And again, the fact that this is my grievance, it's not a very big grievance. I wish they'd say more, be more talkative, I guess.
When you say more and be more talkative, on what issues do you want them to comment?
Well, the hot button issues related to the Free State Projects would be, why did they kick you out? Why didn't they let you go to Porkfest? Why did they ban the entire radio show?
They made a public statement about that. I mean, there was a public press release that the executive director at the time put out. I mean, basically, I was banned because some people didn't like my libertarian opinions about age of consent. I mean, they pretty much put that straight out there. Anyway, regardless, the Free State Project's pretty much over. I mean, they reached their goal. The organization still exists. They still put on two events every year, but
still making money
as relevant. Because people are moving regardless of the Free State Project. There's a wider migration, the New Hampshire Freedom Migration. Hey, thanks, Dave, for the call tonight. More coming up after one.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.